From a scripture, book of Isaiah chapter number 26, and we read verse number 3. And he said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusteth in thee. The word of God was given to us not just so we can understand history and trace the children of Israel and find out what it says in the book of Genesis. There's more to that. There's more. The scriptures are a revelation. You know, the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And then it says, and it's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof. And then it says, for instruction in righteousness. Now that's powerful. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness. In other words, the scriptures are God's instruction manual for life. When you purchase an electrical appliance, usually it will come with an instruction manual. If you follow that manual and understand it, you'd be able to operate that appliance and get the best out of it. But if you neglect the manual, like many people do, you're likely to come back to whoever you bought it from and say, well, I got a problem with this thing. When you come to understand that you are just one human person among more than 4 billion people all over the world, and that the whole world is so big, and there's so much to be done, and there's a whole life before you, you realize you need an instruction manual to tell you who you are, where you come from, what you're doing here, where you're going, your reason for being. There's too many people who don't know why they were born. They're just living to do whatever they find to do. That's emptiness. Life can have a lot more meaning if you get a hold of the instruction manual. That's the Bible, the Word of God. Hallelujah. It says, thou would keep him in perfect peace. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Perfect prosperity. Perfect health. The one whose mind is stayed on God. Let me read you another portion of the Bible. Psalm 107. Book of Psalms 107. You are ready for a beautiful life?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
I made up my mind a long time ago to have a wonderful life. And I do have a wonderful life. Hallelujah. You can have a glorious life. Life is simple. And you can make it wonderful. You know, there are a lot of people who like to blame maybe the government or their environment or some other victim for their problems. But you have to be bigger than that. See, you have to get bigger than that. Blame no one for your sorrow. Suffering is unnecessary. Poverty is unnecessary. I told you yesterday, nobody ever got an award for suffering. Look at someone sitting close to you. Say hello.
Hello.
Say, you ready for life?
Be cool.
Say, get ready.
Life is sweet.
If you only know how. Hallelujah. All right, Psalm 107. And I want to read from verse 17. Look at the first word there. Can you tell me what's the first word? See, God knows the good ones and He also knows the bad ones. He says, fools. Fools. Can you read that for me? Read verse 17 for me. Come on. Stop. He didn't say people because of the government are afflicted. Didn't say that. He said a lot of people because their parents were poor are afflicted. No, God knows better than that. He tells us exactly what it is. He lets you know the real trouble. The real trouble. Someone may have been responsible for how you got to where you are now. But you are responsible for staying there. Are you hearing me? Makes no difference how you got to where you are. That's history. That's your story. How you got to where you are. Yes. Welcome. So, what are you going to do now? It's up to you. The past may be blamed on someone else. Your past. Maybe even your present may be blamed on someone else. But your future will be blamed on you. Your future is your responsibility. Yes, when you were born, they left you in a garbage dump. Yes, 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 when you were born, no mom or dad to take care of you. Yes, yes, great. When you were born, you were left in the orphanage. Okay, great. You were abandoned. All right. You had no money to go to school. Okay. All right. Your parents were poor. Okay. You lost everything you had. You lost your business. All right. Your wife left you. Your husband left you. Okay. The children ran away. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, you're here now. What are you going to do now? That's what really matters. So what are you going to do now? Oh yeah, it's all happened. So what are you going to do now? What's your future going to be like? Are you going to carry the same story? Blaming it on everybody else? Oh yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Oh, my dad left me. Oh, my husband left me. Oh, my children have gone away. Oh. What life do you want to have? I thought to myself, if Jesus came and suffered so much and paid such a tremendous price to save me, if He truly died to save me, I must be something. What do you think? If a man gave everything he had just to get me, I must be something. So I thought I should find out about me. Because nobody will go to a supermarket and offer something for nothing. And say, hey, I want to pay. And they say, what are you buying? Nothing, I just want to pay. And Jesus paid. Not for nothing. Do you ever know anybody who went to a shop and said, how much is this thing? And they said, 7,000 rand. And he said, I'd like to give 10,000 rand. Do they do it that way?
No.
Do they give more than the actual value?
No.
They never do that. So why do you think you're nothing? You should know what your real value is by finding out what was paid for you.
Amen.
That's your value. Jesus. You are as valuable to God as Jesus is. Oh, glory to God. That should be the end of suffering. You are as valuable to God as Jesus is. Did you ever stop to think like that? Did you know you were as valuable to God as Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? Okay, let me just read you one scripture. You ready to see it? Okay. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. You know, I told you to go to the book of Psalms. We are not through with that yet. But just what I said now, I want you to notice St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. And I want you to read. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I can't read these scriptures without feeling the anointing of God going through me. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17, I want us to read from verse 21. No, take it from verse 20 so you can catch it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, Jesus is praying in this chapter of the Bible. He's praying to the Father. That's what you got in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. He's praying to the Father. Listen to his prayer. He says so many beautiful things, and then he comes down to verse 20, and he says to the Father, he says, may that pray I for these alone. He says, I'm not praying for these disciples alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. That includes me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now look at it, verse 21. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22 is a big one. He says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Now stop there. He didn't say the glory which thou gavest me, I shall give them. You know, you hear people praying their religious prayer. Oh God, no man shall take your glory. We will not take your glory. Shut up. He says he will not share his glory with the gods of the heathen. That's what he said. But he does share his glory with his kids. It's right there. And the glory which thou gavest me. Look, it's in red. Have you noticed that? Those are the words of Jesus. He said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them
that they may be one, even as we are one. Then it goes, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. It's right there. Jesus wants the world to know that the Father has loved us as he has loved him, Jesus. He wants the world to know. He wants everybody to know that we are as valuable to God as he is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, back to Psalm 107. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. See, he doesn't get any glory from you being sick. He doesn't get any glory from you being broke. Now, you know, in South Africa, I understand they use different terms. You understand what it is to be broke, broke?
Yes.
Do you use that term here?
Yes.
When some people are broke. That means no money. All right, you got it. Now, I was in the car the other day, and at that particular junction, there's a little guy standing and holding something to clean the windscreen. And he came close to me, and I did. Now, that means no. But to him in South Africa, it meant go ahead. So I did that for him. And he nodded. And I mean, he nodded and went ahead and did it. So I thought, dear Lord. Oh, boy. In many parts of Africa, during funerals, they wear black. In some parts of Asia, they wear white. The world is so different. All right. Psalm 107, we were reading from verse number 20. No, 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 17. All right? And you read 17 to me, right? Okay, let's look at it again. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. He said, fools, because of the wrong things they do, they are afflicted. There's a guy without a home, suffering, with pains in his body, itches, wounds. He doesn't know why his life is like this. Someone's losing his job. Every job he gets in 6 months is gone. Someone's struggling, trying to get through 1 month. Not enough money. Never enough. Never, never enough. Never enough. That's affliction. That's financial affliction. So much debt that they worry, God, how do I get through this thing? That's affliction. That's affliction. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Whew. Let me show you something else before we go on with this. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 1. Book of Isaiah. You there? Okay. When it goes straight to
verse 19. It's chapter 1. Have you seen it? Verse 19, chapter number 1. It says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Now he says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, some people are not eating the good of the land. They are harvesting all the bad things of the land, all the sufferings of the land. You talk about poverty in the land, that's them. You talk about lack and want, that's them. You talk about sickness, that's them. See, we can preach the gospel better, living free of sickness, disease, and infirmity, free of poverty, lack and want, than we would under those circumstances. You believe that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Now come back here. Psalm 107. We're still reading. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. That's the old King James word for food. Their soul abhorreth all manner of food. And they draw near unto the gates of death. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. And He saveth them. Out of their distresses.
You are watching Pastor Chris teaching.
We began from a scripture. Book of Isaiah chapter number 26, and we read verse number 3. And he said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusteth in thee. The word of God was given to us not just so we can understand history and trace the children of Israel and find out what it says in the book of Genesis. There's more to that. There's more. The scriptures are a revelation. You know, the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And then it says, and it's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof. And then it says, for instruction in righteousness. Now that's powerful. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness. In other words, the scriptures are God's instruction manual for life. When you purchase an electrical appliance, usually it will come with an instruction manual. If you follow that manual and understand it, you'd be able to operate that appliance and get the best out of it. But if you neglect the manual like many people do, you're likely to come back to whoever you bought it from to say, well, I got a problem with this thing. When you come to understand that you are just one human person among more than 4 billion people all over the world, and that the whole world is so big, and there's so much to be done, and there's a whole life before you, you realize you need an instruction manual to tell you who you are, where you come from, what you're doing here, where you're going, your reason for being. There's too many people who don't know why they were born. They're just living to do whatever they find to do. That's emptiness. Life can have a lot more meaning if you get a hold of the instruction manual. That's the Bible, the Word of God. Hallelujah. It says, thou would keep him in perfect peace. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Perfect prosperity. Perfect health. The one whose mind is stayed on God. Let me read you another portion of the Bible. Psalm 107. Book of Psalms 107. You're ready for a beautiful life?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I made up my mind a long time ago to have a wonderful life. And I do have a wonderful life. Hallelujah. You can have a glorious life. Life is simple. And you can make it wonderful. You know, there are a lot of people who like to blame maybe the government or their environment or some other victim for their problems. But you have to be bigger than that. See, you have to get bigger than that. Blame no one for your sorrow. Suffering is unnecessary. Poverty is unnecessary. I told you yesterday, nobody ever got an award for suffering. Look at someone sitting close to you. Say hello.
Hello.
Say, you ready for life?
Ready for life.
Be cool. Say, get ready.
Get ready.
Life is sweet.
Life is sweet.
If you only know how.
If you only know how.
Hallelujah. All right, Psalm 107. And I want to read from verse 17. Look at the first word there. Can you tell me what's the first word? See, God knows the good ones and He also knows the bad ones. He says, fools. Fools. Can you read that for me? Read verse 17 for me. Come on. Stop. He didn't say people because of the government are afflicted. He didn't say that. He didn't say a lot of people because the parents were poor are afflicted. No, God knows better than that. He tells us exactly what it is. He lets you know the real trouble. The real trouble. Someone may have been responsible
for how you got to where you are now. But you are responsible for staying there. Are you hearing me? Makes no difference how you got to where you are. That's history. That's your story. How you got to where you are. Yes. Welcome. So, what are you going to do now? It's up to you. The past may be blamed on someone else. Your past. Maybe even your present may be blamed on someone else. But your future will be blamed on you. Your future is your responsibility. Yes, when you were born, they left you in a garbage dump. Yes, 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 when you were born, no mom or dad to take care of you. Yes, yes, great. When you were born, you were left in the orphanage. Okay, great. You were abandoned. All right. You had no money to go to school. Okay. All right. Your parents were poor. Okay. You lost everything you had. You lost your business. All right. Your wife left you. Your husband left you. Okay. The children ran away. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, you're here now. What are you going to do now? That's what really matters. So what are you going to do now? Oh yeah, it's all happened. So what are you going to do now? What's your future going to be like? Are you going to carry the same story? Blaming it on everybody else? Oh yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Oh, my dad left me. Oh, my husband left me. Oh, my children have gone away. Oh. What life do you want to have? I thought to myself, if Jesus came and suffered so much and paid such a tremendous price to save me, if he truly died to save me, I must be something. What do you think? If a man gave everything he had just to get me, I must be something. So I thought I should find out about me. Because nobody will go to a supermarket and offer something for nothing. And say, hey, I want to pay. And they say, what are you buying? Nothing, I just want to pay. And Jesus paid. Not for nothing. Do you ever know anybody who went to a shop and said, how much is this thing? And they said, 7,000 rand. And he said, I'd like to give 10,000 rand. Do they do it that way?
No.
Do they give more than the actual value?
No.
They never do that. So why do you think you're nothing? You should know what your real value is by finding out what was paid for you.
Amen.
That's your value. Jesus. You are as valuable to God as Jesus is. Oh, glory to God. That should be the end of suffering. You are as valuable to God as Jesus is. Did you ever stop to think like that? Did you know you were as valuable to God as Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? Okay, let me just read you one scripture. You ready to see it? Okay. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. You know, I told you to go to the book of Psalms. We are not through with that yet. But just what I said now, I want you to notice St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. And I want you to read...
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo, glory to God.
I can't read these scriptures without feeling the anointing of God going through me. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17, I want us to read from verse 21. No, take it from verse 20 so you can catch it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, Jesus is praying in this chapter of the Bible. He's praying to the Father. That's what you got in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. He's praying to the Father. Listen to his prayer. He says so many beautiful things, and then he comes down to verse 20, and he says to the Father, he says, neither pray I for these alone. He says, I'm not praying for these disciples alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That includes me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now look at it, verse 21. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22 is a big one. He says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Now stop there. He didn't say, the glory which thou gavest me, I shall give them. You know, you hear people praying their religious prayer. Oh God, no man shall take your glory. We will not take your glory. Shut up. He says he will not share his glory with the gods of the heathen. That's what he said. But he does share his glory with his kids. It's right there. And the glory which thou gavest me. Look, it's in red. Have you noticed that? Those are the words of Jesus. He said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one. Then he goes, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. It's right there. Jesus wants the world to know that the Father has loved us as he has loved him, Jesus. He wants the world to know. He wants everybody to know that we are as valuable to God as he is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, back to Psalm 107. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. See, he doesn't get any glory from you being sick. He doesn't get any glory from you being broke. Now, you know, in South Africa, I understand they use different terms. You understand what it is to be broke? Broke?
Yes.
Do you use that term here?
Yes.
When some people are broke. That means no money. All right, you got it. Now, I was in the car the other day, and at that particular junction, there's a little guy standing and holding something to clean the windscreen. And he came close to me, and I did. Now, that means no. But to him in South Africa, it meant go ahead. So I did that for him, and he nodded. And he nodded and went ahead and did it. So I thought, dear Lord.
Oh boy.
In many parts of Africa, during funerals, they wear black. In some parts of Asia, they wear white. The world is so different. All right. Psalm 107, we were reading from verse number 20. No, 17, all right? And you read 17 to me, right? Okay, let's look at it again. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. He said, fools, because of the wrong things they do, they are afflicted. As a guy without a home, suffering, with pains in his body, itches, wounds. He doesn't know why his life is like this. Someone's losing his job. Every job he gets in 6 months is gone. Someone's struggling, trying to get through 1 month. Not enough money. Never enough. Never enough. Never enough. That's affliction. That's financial affliction. So much debt that they worry, God, how do I get through this thing? That's affliction. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Let me show you something else before we go on with this. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 1. Book of Isaiah. You there? Okay. When it goes straight to verse 19, it's chapter 1. Have you seen it? Verse 19, chapter number 1. Says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Now it says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, some people are not eating the good of the land. They are harvesting all the bad things of the land, all the sufferings of the land. You talk about poverty in the land, that's them. You talk about lack and want, that's them. You talk about sickness, that's them. See, we can preach the gospel better, living free of sickness, disease, and infirmity, free of poverty, lack and want, than we would under those circumstances. You believe that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, now come back here. Psalm 107. We're still reading. He says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meats. That's the old King James word for food. Their soul abhorreth all manner of food. And they draw near unto the gates of death. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them.